podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Mel C, Sporty Spice. She's in Australia a lot lately, and I want to say it's because she's dating an Australian.
I'll Google it while you talk.
I do believe that to be the case.
Okay, I won't Google it while you talk.
She has new music out, but, you know, she's famous for, I mean, she's had a couple of big ones over the journey, apart from the Spice Girls gear. She had this. I didn't bother getting up the other one. There was another big one that she had, but that's okay. Wait, I might be able to find it.
So there's Mel C and there's Melanie C.
Yeah, but
they're
both...
And she's kind of changed her name a little bit, so...
Back and forth, yeah, because so it's really not my fault.
The one I like is the... This one. Oh, God, this brings me back.
Yeah.
Going to badminton on Friday night. Don't worry about what I just said. Did I just say that out loud? Don't worry about it.
I don't know if I knew that. You played badminton as a kid?
Anyway, Mel C, what's she doing?
So she's... How about you?
Many surprises.
No, there isn't, mate. There's... We've been doing this for 7 years. Yeah. You and me.
Yeah.
3 hours a morning.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Mm.
Don't think there is any other surprises. And then you say badminton.
I know.
Friday evening. God. Don't even know you.
It is morning too. But anyway, go on.
So Spice Girls, when they apparently got back together, did a sold out reunion tour in 2019. She was doing the Mel C, Melanie C thing, distancing herself from Sporty Spice and that persona, right?
Yeah.
And she reckons she had this moment of reflection where she's like, wow, what we achieved as a band was so incredible and how we affected so many people. Like, not only a generation, but still now, there are still new generations discovering us all the time. It was just a powerful moment. Everyone's dressed as their favourite Spice Girl. I'm sorry, I'm editing on the fly here.
No, that's fine. It was powerful. Like, girl power, nothing like it. I grew up in that era and it was phenomenal.
Here we go. All these years I've been trying to figure out who I am, and I think this is such an important lesson for people in general. It's like who you are when you're young is authentically who you actually are.
Oh, please no.
She pauses, adds firmly, I am Sporty Spice.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the thing is, her new persona as well is quite fit.
Right.
So it's not as if, and posh is still posh, you know?
Yeah.
So it's.
Ginger, still ginger.
Well, that's the thing. She doesn't
Baby,
wear the.
Older.
Yeah.
Gets weird.
Yeah. So then, you know, that's the thing. Yeah. But she is still quite sporty.
That's right. So her new album, we were talking about it last week, I think, and the pressing, the initial pressing has a typo on the spine, and it's like melanine C or something like that. Melatonin C.
Yeah.
But this is the lead single from it. I'll make you, I'll make you.
Yes!
It's, well, never. It's a workout.
Like
it's essentially a workout album, right? And what you may not know is she teamed up with Peloton, I think, to pay for it. It's a collaboration in some way with Peloton, which are those bikes, exercise bikes.
Have you
bikes.
Ever been on one?
I've never been on
I've
a Peloton.
I've never been on
I've
one.
I've heard
either.
About them.
I've heard.
But they've got, like, online classes and you buy the Peloton bike and you have it at home,
Yeah. Then you're like, let's do the Tour de France. Okay.
So, yeah. So the reason I'm telling you all of this is because Mel C has, to like promote her new album, gone to the Peloton head office in the UK, in London, right? But downstairs there, they actually have a gym. So you can go to the Peloton gym, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
And
$37 a class. Probably.
37?
Probably.
£87.
Yeah, probably.
87p.
Yeah, probably.
She's rolled in to a spin class.
Oh.
And been like, hey, guys. I'm Sporty Spice. I'm your instructor for today. People have lost their minds.
Oh, I would lose my mind. I'd be like, I don't deserve to be here right now.
I would say the same and leave instantly.
No, you wouldn't. You'd
I
be
would
like,
leave.
I've seen you in a class before with a bike and a rower and a Pilates equipment. You would go so hard, you would end up passing out.
I don't know if I want all of that. All of that.
Your competitive nature.
No, I know.
It's you, mate. You've been like this since you were a kid. It's you.
Yeah, it's who I authentically am.
It's not your fault, mate. It's not your fault. Mate, it's not your fault. It's not your fault,
She's
man.
She's Sporty Spice and I'm competitive, Tom.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Something that has intrigued me is the fact that humans, we stick to what we know.
Yeah.
Especially certain types of humans that don't like change.
Mm.
Hello, me.
Also me.
And so we had a family excursion. And when's the last time you've been in a car with your siblings to go somewhere?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, right? When you finally get in a car again,
yeah,
just note that everyone takes the usual seating.
Really?
And it's hilarious.
Wow.
So I am forever passenger back seat. Always been that.
Yeah.
Always passenger back seat.
So is that so mum or dad, whoever's driving, can reach over and whack you?
Yeah, but I put my knees up. Ha ha, can't get me. No, I get car sick in the other side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like sitting behind the driver. It makes me feel ill. I can't see properly and I don't like it.
That's just in general.
But it's funny because elder sister Kristen always sits in the front. Then there's me behind.
Yeah.
And then Kim and Chris, because they're twins, they fight for middle position.
Yeah, they
but
want the middle.
But
they know. They want the middle.
No.
They don't want the middle. Roger.
And so I'm like, not my problem. You deal with that. Yeah. And they're like, no, you can get out. And I'm like, no, sorry.
This is
like a scroll. This is written in blood. Where siblings sit, they always sit.
Yeah.
And let that be the rule and the lesson.
Yeah.
So if you discover that you're in a car again, maybe you're going to a wedding or a family event or something when it's like, hey, let's all take one car because petrol and, you know, parking and everything is horrible. Just watch where the siblings go.
Mm.
Because if one tries to get the front seat as well, and the eldest is there, still, they will crack the
seat. I assume I would be front seat because I'm the eldest.
Yeah, and you would absolutely crack it if one of the younger ones got in there.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Adults, grow up, but also don't sit in my seat.
It's a radio show in a podcast, and now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Hey, I want to chat about this. I could not stop laughing last night, like howling laughing at I was perusing TikTok, of course, while I was watching the cats, just in the background there. And this is from the TikTok By Your Side socials. So they're a wedding and events content creator, right?
Yep.
And I want to set this up for you.
Yep.
So they have permission to share this video, and it is of the bridal party walking in to the reception of a wedding, okay?
Yes.
So I have the video up on our socials, and I suggest that you go and watch it. Basically, I'm going to talk you through before playing the audio.
Okay.
The first couple, bridesmaid and groomsmen, walk down, right? Mm. And each of them is doing a funny dance.
As they do. It's great.
I love that.
I love it too.
When you're in a room full, like, I hate it when people poo-poo people's fun wedding stuff because when you're in a room full of people that you all know and love, it's like you can do whatever you want and everyone is loving and supporting you.
Yeah.
And so filming that and taking it to other people, they don't get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
they're
just
not part
have
of the
fun.
Moment.
Who
yeah.
cares? Right. First couple comes out and they're doing a fun little dance and they do a bit of a chest bump to each other and everyone's woo cheering. Second couple come out. There's three couples.
Mm.
Second couple come out. So bridesmaid and groomsmen, and the bridesmaids are wearing a beautiful light blue long dress to the floor, and it's got a split up the back, okay? They both turn, put their backs on the crowd, drop down and do the worm, right? But when this happens, the bridesmaids.
I'm watching it now.
The bridesmaids dress. Oh my God, this poor girl.
Oh, girlfriend.
The bridesmaids dress, and she's wearing. I'm sure her undergarment is probably, you know, a G-string or no undergarment.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
She could have worn something more supportive. You would have been fine. No one would have seen anything.
Okay.
Even if you had your fancy undies on, which are the standard black bonds. Just the Y front sort of arrangement.
It's not a Y front. Anyway, so she gets down to do the backwards worm with the groomsman and her split in the back of the dress rips up and her bare ass.
She has to then get back up. So she
gets back in.
Oh, honey. She got no idea. You'd think it'd be a bit more drafty than she.
Mate, it's horrible because she goes to get back up. But of course, the back is facing the crowd. So she gets up and basically moons the whole wedding.
Wild.
And if you listen to it in this wedding, you can listen just.
In the audio, you hear the moment.
Hear the moment that the crowd realizes what's happened. Right? And I feel so bad for her because she would think, oh my God, what we've happened? Done amazing. Because when anyone does the worm, it's great.
Yeah.
Right? So she does the worm, gets the crowd reaction, gets up and doesn't realise her ass is now hanging out of the bridesmaid dress. This poor girl.
Of all the directions to do the worm, she could have done a forward worm and it would have been fine. She still would have split her ass, but it just wouldn't have been,
oh, my God.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie say thanks.
So we're on the corner of Moorabool and Mallop.
Correct.
And diagonally across from us was the famous Thomas Jewellers sign.
Yeah.
And yesterday you went to go pick up some pants.
Mm. From Amir. Shout out to Amir. He's my tailor.
Yeah.
My little Mallop Street Mall there.
There you go. And so you noticed all the letters on the ground because the Thomas Jewellers letters have been up there for so long.
40-something years, I reckon.
Yeah, and the tradies were up there removing the letters and putting them on the ground and it was like, no, it's like the end of an era. Like we know the Thomas Jewellers isn't there, but I mean it's just that signage is always there.
That's right. Quick question. What do you reckon they're doing with the Thomas part? I could vajazzle my house.
Oh my, why vajazzle?
That's make it shiny.
Bedazzle.
That's what I said.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's my question. What are they doing? Does anyone know what they're doing with the letters? Can we get even the tea for you?
That would be cool.
That would be so cool.
Just the tea.
If anyone knows, what's happening with the letters, please message us.
I'd like the whole thing, but if you can just take the tea, I'll just take the tea.
Yeah, because there's a couple of E's in there. There's a couple of L's.
Jewellers, yeah.
Thomas Jewellers. There's two L's.
There's an L, but it's a lowercase L. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
What if we take the second L and lay it down so then it looks like a capital L?
I don't care. Okay, I don't need a giant L in my life. Yeah. But look, I am. There's some new signage up there.
Yeah, I saw it.
I feel bad.
Nah,
because
it's okay. What is it?
Watso. It's a shared office operator. Watso. It can't remind me of that Simpsons episode when it's like, Gabbo, Gabbo, Gabbo. It's like, Watso better be something more exciting.
Does it look good? Not so.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.